We will start with LD 1591, which is an act to strengthen the restrictions governing lobbying by former legislators and former executive branch officials. The sponsor is Representative Farron. Representative Farron.
Thank you, Senator Mason. Distinguished members of the Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee. As we just did the introductions, I'm Brad Farron, representing House District 111, which is Madison, Norridge Walk, and Solon. I don't have written testimony for you this morning. This is pretty straightforward. This bill, LD 1591, under current law, former legislators and certain former executive level state employees can be compensated and engage in lobbying up to 8 hours per calendar month for the first year after leaving office or unemployment. This bill would prohibit all compensated lobbying by such persons during that period of time for that first year. And, you know, without getting into all of the details, we're around here is a family on both sides of the aisle and either end of the chamber. We have some differences of opinion sometimes about where this lobbying piece comes into play, and we've heard from Director Wayne on a couple of items about how the law is, and we worked with the Ethics Commission to kind of come up with this language, and I think it just kind of clearly put some definite lines in the sand all the way around without making it a partisan issue. So with that, I think there's a couple other folks that are going to speak on this bill, and I'll answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Representative Farron. Is there any questions for the sponsor? Seeing none, thank you. There are no co-sponsors to this bill. Are there any legislators who wish to speak generally on the subject? Seeing none, we'll move to support. Is there anybody who supports the bill?
Good morning, Senator Mason. Happy birthday, Senator Collins. Members of the committee, my name is Ann Luther with the League of Women Voters. I'll be brief in my testimony. The League supports this legislation. We have supported revolving door legislation for both legislative and executive branch employees in the past, and we think this bill closes an important loophole. Also clarifies the method by which executive branch complaints can be filed through the Ethics Commission. So we think this is a good bill, and we urge your support for it. Any questions for me?
Thank you. Questions? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Okay.
Senator Mason, members of the committee, my name is Dan Riley. I'm an attorney with the firm of Norman Hansen in Detroit. I appear before you today. My capacity as a lawyer lobbyist makes it a little easier. I'm not representing a client today, so I don't have to worry about knowing who that client is. We'll just leave it at that. This is the fourth time that I've testified on legislation similar to this. Very briefly, the legislative history of this, at least that I'm aware of, is back in 2005. Representative David Bowles, who was then the assistant leader in the minority leader in the House, put in LD 589. That bill did not end up becoming law. Then in 2011, Senator John Patrick, who used to serve on this committee, put in LD 1260. That didn't make it. In 2013, LD 184 became the public law 129, which is the statute that this would amend. I've testified on all those in the past for the simple reason that Representative Bowles asked me to the first time, and I do think that this is an issue that needs to be cleaned up. I was in Albany last week for a college rugby alumni weekend, and I stayed with a buddy of mine who does what I do in Albany. And when we talk about his job in Albany versus my job here, it's an entirely different world. You know, half the legislature there is under indictment. They've got all kinds of problems, and the appearance of impropriety in some of these state houses is something that we just can't even imagine. But we should preserve what we've got here. And that's what I think this bill intends to do. I applaud Representative Farron for making the effort to get it through the Legislative Council. And just in closing, I'd ask you to consider looking at making one change to the bill. The federal law has a 2-year cooling off period for members of Congress and a 1-year for executive branch officials. And I think because all of your terms are 2-year terms here in Maine, that 2 years makes sense. I argued for that back at the time the 184 went through, and I'm going to argue again for it today. I've got a lot of background material this from back in 2013 that I think Danielle probably has in her files. I'm happy to get it to you, any of you who might want it, but with that, I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you. Senator Carpenter.
I had to step out for Ann Luther's testimony, but I note that she talks about the position of term limits. I was here when term limits, over in the other building, when term limits was enacted by the people. And many of us believed then and believe to this day that one of the unintended consequences of term limits was to strengthen the hand of not only the executive, but the lobby, because of the lack or loss of institutional history. And I don't mind saying that I'm very much opposed to term limits. I do think it strengthened the hand of the lobby. People ask me all the time, what's different now than years ago? And I say, twice as many lobbyists in the hallway as there ever used to be. I never used to have a problem getting into the Senate in the morning. Now I have to fight my way through with a machete.
I'm pretty sure that'd be illegal.
Stay out of my way. Okay, but I also, over the years, have said very proudly that I've served with 1,000 people probably in this building over my many years in and out of state government, and I can name on that hand, with fingers left over, the number of people that I consider to be unethical or corrupt in any way. And so it troubles me a little bit, this kind of a bill. I understand where it's coming from. I understand where Brad's coming from. I understand where the league's coming from. But are we actually trying to solve a problem, or are we simply trying to play to the Albany, we'll call it, perception? If the people of Maine, if I put together an initiative today, and if it were constitutional, people of Maine would outlaw you. They would ban you from entering this building. Agreed? Probably? The term lobbyist has become a dirty word. Okay? Now, we all know that the lobby serves a function, a valuable function, especially now that we've lost all this history. So I'm not sure whether this bill actually serves a real purpose or whether we're just playing to the perception that we have this Albany problem. Comments?
In answer to your question, one, I also oppose term limits and think it has diminished the legislature. Two, I do think that this law and this legislation serves a purpose, a real purpose, not just to insulate us from the Albany perception of impropriety, but like you, I've been around the legislature for, now 25 years, not as long as you have, but in that time I've only seen a few situations where I felt like it just wasn't right. Back in 2005 when Representative Bowles put the bill in, the problem then was that you had the House Chair of the Insurance Committee, the House Chair of the Health and Human Services Committee, and the Senate Chair of the Energy Committee all take on representation of clients immediately after they had served as the chair of that committee. And it just didn't look right. It didn't look right to the legislators who came back and were seeing, you know, somebody who had they had served on a committee with now, you know, in my role. And that's why Representative Bowles put the bill in at the time. In 2011 and 2013, you had similar situations where you had legislators who had been termed out, who took on representation of clients that had significant business before the committees of jurisdiction that they had served on. That, it just sets up a bad dynamic that is not needed. We've got a law on the books, a federal law on the books, to deal with that situation down in Congress. Many of the other states around the country have similar revolving door cooling off periods. A two-year cooling off period is something that I think makes sense, and I think it does preserve the integrity of the institution. So I don't think it's just a matter of impropriety, I think, or a matter of appearance of impropriety. I think it actually does serve a protective purpose.
Further questions for Mr. Riley? Seeing no further questions, thank you. Further support. Director, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Jonathan Wayne, the Executive Director of the Maine Commission on Governmental Ethics and Election Practices. I just found out this morning that this was on, and so I'll be brief. I don't have written testimony. I wanted to say, number one, that the commissioners that I work for support this. We recently considered a specific situation that I don't want to go into, and after considering that, I think that the commissioners believe that this would be an improvement in our ability to administer the statute and enforce the statute. Under the way the law is currently written, someone who was recently a legislator can engage in quite a lot of paid activities on behalf of a client or an employer, and it's very hard to know whether or not that person has actually lobbied for 8 hours because of the way lobbying is defined so narrowly. So this is a move to go in the direction of saying no lobbying on behalf of a paid client during that first year after legislative service, which creates a much brighter line. One that is easier for everyone to understand and easier for us to administer, and eliminates doubts about whether people are going up to the line but not over the line, or have they exceeded the line. This, to say no lobbying, our commissioners felt would advance the objectives of the current statute. And I hear what Senator Carpenter had said in terms of policy, and that's not really what I want to get into. I'm really getting into, if we're going to create this kind of prohibition, let's make it more effective. That's part of the rationale for this. So thank you very much.
Are there questions for Director Wayne? Representative Hickman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Director Wayne. Can you comment on the time frame? 1 year or 2 years?
You know, I wasn't aware that I guess I don't have any serious thoughts on that. I wasn't aware that 2 years was the federal restriction, and I had to think it through further. So thank you.
Yeah.
Representative Dillingham.
Thank you. Director, I just want to be clear. We're only talking about somebody who's going to be paid for lobbying. If a former legislator wants to come in and is passionate about any sort of bill or policy, they could lobby, just not get paid for it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
No question. Yep.
Representative Casas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Director Wayne. The complaints and investigations section, is that necessary in that portion, or are there complaints and investigation section other places? I'm just wondering if we need a specific complaints and investigation section here.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
And so we suggested that.
Works for me.
Thank you.
Further questions for Director Wayne?
Okay, thank you.
Seeing none.
Thank you very
much.
Thank
you. Any further support? Seeing none, is there any opposition? Seeing none, is there anybody who wishes to speak neither for nor against? Seeing none, is there anything the committee needs for work session? Then we will close the public hearing on LD 1591.